in Georgia, you have the corruption of targeting Trump for political reasons, which is an outrageous abuse of power. And they're trying to make a buck off of it personally in, it looks like, an illegal way. This case, I think, is about to be upended. And, you know, the question to me is, I don't think it's really, I think it's likely that she is removed from the case. And the special prosecutor is removed from the case. The question is, can the case survive this corruption? Is it so tainted by her misconduct, as alleged here, as evidenced? I think there's strong evidence, or there's this strong presumption that there's something going on here that would result in all the cases being thrown out, including the case against Trump. Now, Trump hasn't decided whether to sign on to this, but I'm sure his lawyers are looking at this pretty carefully. And, you know, I was thinking about this. And when you see government corruption and the kind of the terrible the terrible abuses we've been seeing with the targeting of Trump, you know, there's this kind of, as I was telling Seb Gorka on Newsmax the other day, there's this like meta issue, right? That's this attack on our Republican form of government, to the effort to turn America into a one-party state by jailing the number one opponent of the president in his campaign, President Trump, taking him off the ballot. We'll talk about that in a little bit. You know, it's all terrible, right? But often with political corruption, you got these like terrible big picture issues. But it's also, the corruption also is often underlined by the petty base personal corruption. So in Georgia, you have the corruption of targeting Trump for political reasons, which is an outrageous abuse of power. And they're trying to make a buck off of it personally in what looks like an illegal way. So it's this personal corruption mashed up with this corruption at the this public corruption at the national and state level, which is just awful. And that's often true of, and I don't want to say just the left, it's like, you know, there's almost always you know, the authoritarians that abuse power, they're usually on the take. They jail their political opponents, and they're also taking money on the side. And that's why it's sometimes called gangster government. And that's what's going in in Fulton County. You have this element of gangster government going on. And on top of that, we have information that this special prosecutor, who arguably shouldn't have been appointed to begin with for a variety of reasons, he wasn't lawfully appointed and he wasn't experienced, and he was appointed for corrupt reasons, he was up here in Washington, D.C. So was this all orchestrated in part by the Biden White House and the Biden administration? Oh, you can bet. You can bet. And we also know that they were working with the Pelosi-Rump January 6th committee. Now, how does that work? Why is that improper? Because the committee was supposed to be abusing people. Now, they didn't say that. That's how I'm saying it. Questioning people, issuing subpoenas. And the basis for those subpoenas was that they were engaged in legislative activity. Well, now it turns out they wanted to get that material to advance criminal prosecutions. And that's not a valid function of Congress. It's corruption on top of corruption. And I'll say it once and I'll say it again. President Trump is a crime victim. You see it in Fulton County. You see it up here in Washington, D.C. You see it up in New York. I mean, the judges are, as far as I'm concerned, the judicial system is failing not only President Trump, but the American people in not policing this. Elected officials in Georgia are failing the people of Georgia and the United States for not policing Willis early on. Same goes in New York. And as I said earlier, Congress is fully funding this. They could be cutting off grant money to Fulton County and New York City and Attorney General's office in New York. Over there, abuses of Trump, but they don't. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.